Welcome back to Padres Social Hour with former Padre Kurt Bavacqua, Jesse Agler. Very, very special time here on the show. The commissioner of Major League Baseball, Bud Selig, joining us live on set. Commissioner, welcome to Petco Park and welcome to Padres Social Hour. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure to be here.
How's your
day?
I got
one of my players
say,
of years ago. You bet.
This is like an old-time brewer reunion.
Absolutely.
Show here.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Proud
that's
to say, Mr. Selig used to sign my checks.
There you go.
Gotta love it.
How about that? Not a lot of people can say that. That's a pretty cool, special thing. I know, Commissioner, you spent the day here. Trevor Hoffman's around here. You're getting to hang out with Ron Fowler and Peter Seidler, Mike D, kind of check out the whole operation. How's the day been for you?
Been a great day. You know, I'm going from ballpark to ballpark, and I think this marks the 15th, so I got a ways to go yet in the last 5 weeks of the season. But when I come here and I think of all the history and how we fought to get a new ballpark and how this new ownership has taken over and done remarkably well, I have to say that they have fit in beautifully in baseball, and I know they're doing a terrific job here, and I'm proud to be here. This has been a wonderful day for me.
Very nice. January will come, and your term as the commissioner will be over. So two-part question to get us going here. What are you most proud of, you know, that you've accomplished since you stepped into this role? And is there anything left to check off on the to-do list between now and the time Rob Manfred takes
over? No, I don't think so. The answer to your first question is the economic changes, the economic reformation of the game. I mean, when I took over in 1992, things were tough. We had disparity had set in. We had I had a blue ribbon committee of four very prominent people who said to me, 25 teams really can't win. And they were right about that. And today, with all the economic changes that we've done, you've got Kansas City in first place, Milwaukee in first place, Oakland in first place. It's just a remarkable story. And so our job is to provide hope and faith in as many places as possible, and we've done that.
Challenges between now and the end of it, or you feel like we're pretty much closing down the shop here?
I have some things to do, and there are a couple of inner club disputes that I'd like to settle, and so that Rob Manfred get off to a good start. But other than that, we're having a great year, great attendance here, great everything else, and I want to make sure all that comes to a great end.
But I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this question, and I know you're asked it all the time, but from a former player standpoint, next teammate, has your position softened any on Pete Rose?
Well, what I said today, Kurt, about that is, number one, I'm the judge in that case, so I'm always reluctant to answer it. I said that in Cincinnati last Friday, and they understood. I'm in a difficult position. Having said that, the only thing I'd say to you about that is everybody knew when they came into baseball that gambling was a lifetime suspension, posted in every clubhouse. You and I know that. Yet I understand how difficult it was. Bart Giamatti and I were very, very close, and I understand the sensitivity. So I'll continue to review it. But the fact is that it's a rule that all of us knew, and there was no question about it.
I think that's fair.
Rob Manfred has been elected as your successor. I imagine in a private moment, maybe between now and the time he takes over, maybe it's already happened, you're going to give him some advice. But is there any advice that you would give him that you'd offer publicly about the role he's about to take
on? Well, you know, I've worked so closely with him. I think even though he was out here and we're traveling today, I think I've talked to him about seven times. And that's a normal day, even more than that. He knows the job so well, and he knows he's been involved in so much that I don't think he's going to need a lot of advice. I'll give him whatever advice that he wants, but I have great faith that he'll do an excellent job.
I think at the top of your list, and Rob's certainly also, is going to be how can we reclaim the youth coming back to the game, coming back to the ballparks. What's the plan with that?
Well, we're studying that, and we have been for a long time. And I want to say this, Kurt, to you to begin with. I tell a story to our people that in 1958, the then sports editor of the Milwaukee Journal said that baseball was moribund. It had lost the younger generation. It wouldn't survive. Well, here we are 56 years later, more popular than ever. You can walk around ballpark today, as I just did. There are more kids here than I see in any other sport in any other stadium. We're studying all the demographics. Yes, there's some things I think we can do, but I'm really quite pleased at where we are. Look, we're going to draw over 75 million people again this year. we're at numbers nobody ever dreamed possible. You wouldn't do that without the younger generation. So I feel good about where we are, but we do need to continue to work on it.
The commissioner is here, Bud Selig. I know you just got this question outside at the press conference a few minutes ago, but for our audience, All-Star Game, San Diego. I believe the term Kurt and I used a few moments ago was long overdue. That's our opinion. What would you say to a Padre fan asking
well,
about
Well, I'll
tell
that? You, long overdue is what I get every city I go into that wants an All-Star Game. And, you know, years ago, nobody wanted an All-Star Game. Now everybody wants them. But what I've said about the Padres, they're a prime candidate, no question about it. And I'm about to do those. In fact, Rob Manfred and I will do them, and we'll do them for a period, outstanding. But let me say this to you. If I were a Padre fan, I'd feel pretty good about it right now.
Okay, I like that.
I like that, too.
I don't know how many commissioners of baseball I'm going to get an opportunity to talk to over the course of my life. So let me ask you this. What's something about your job that maybe we as fans, broadcasters, media, whatever, don't really appreciate, understand, get about what goes into it?
Well, there are a lot of things about it. I'm going to write a book someday, and I'll deal with that. I think, I love baseball, as Kurt knows, and everybody who's ever known me. I have a great passion for the sport. And by the way, you have to have a great passion to be a commissioner. You're caught between a lot of different agendas. You're caught in no matter what you do. One thing I learned early on, you have to make decisions and somebody's going to be mad. And you have to, and I'm serious about it, you have to just understand it. Whatever you do, not going to please everybody. But you have to do what's in the best interest of baseball. You do that in a very public way and with a lot of pressure, but you learn to do that after a while.
Very nice. Bud Selig, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, stopping by Petco Park today. Thanks for stopping by our set. Hope you enjoy the game tonight. Congratulations on your career and enjoy the game tonight.
Pleasure to be here and a pleasure to be with both of you. Nice to see you again,
Kurt. It was good to see you also.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner of Major League Baseball, Bud Selig. We'll take a break on Padres Social Hour, come back, and talk a little bit more about tonight's game against the Brewers.